Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. I'm so glad you joined us with us on this beautiful Friday evening. Isn't it wonderful? We're getting ready for the weekend. We made it through another week. God is good. Amen. Well, I hope you guys had a great week, and I can't wait for you to hear the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful woman of God that we are going to have on the show tonight. Her name is Shanice Hill Sullivan. I want to read a little bit about her before I bring her on the air. Shanice Hill Sullivan is a graduate of Roosevelt University in Chicago, Illinois, with a bachelor's degree in administrative studies. She's a devoted wife, mother, songstress, author, and the recipient of the 2011 Black Essence Grammy Award. At the age of 16, she sang with Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church on their choir. She's sung with Bowen Hill Choir, and she also competed in the Chicago Vocational High School Individual Competition. She is an award-winning finalist in the Children's Nonfiction category of the 2012 International Book Awards. It was a self-published book, and the title of the book was Son, Do You Know How Truly Blessed? It's written for her son, Charles Jr., to use as a guide through his life's journey and to benefit all the sons of the world. Well, without further ado, I'm not going to read any more about this wonderful woman because I want her to come on and tell you about herself. She's also released a new gospel CD project called Breakthrough, which was collaborated with Robert Murphy, former band leader of the Staple Singers. And Shanice, she wrote songs entitled Down Deep, Stepping Out on Faith, Draw Me Nearer, and many, many more. Now, I've heard Draw Me Nearer, and that's a beautiful, beautiful song. So without further ado, Shanice, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello, Katrina. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing today, lady?
I'm doing great. Blessed. Thankful to be on your show tonight.
Always
just honored
so
and blessed.
Well, thank you, because I know you got a lot going on, sis, and so we want to make sure that, you know, we were able to get you on. You got a lot of stuff that God is doing in your life. But before we go forth, I'm going to open us up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you for this day. We thank you for everything that you've done thus far. We know that you will be in the midst of this interview. We ask you to just go over the airwaves, and those that are listening, let them be blessed, and also let Shanice be blessed for making the sacrifice to come on and be a guest on our show. We thank you, we love you, and we honor you for what you're going to do tonight. In your son Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, ladies, tell my listening audience what you got going on, girl. You are all over the place.
Ooh. Well, you spoke a lot about the book and the music. We have a new single out. It's called He Won't Leave Me Alone. And that song was written by myself and the people that are singing with me, Ron and Tammy, Hicks and Tammy Joyner. They also singing with me along. And, you know, we just wanted to let someone know that no matter what we go through in life, you're never alone. And the lyrics are, you know, even in my darkest days, even in my darkest ways, even when I'm lonely, he won't leave me alone. And that's just to show you, hey, you know, you're not going to be in this fight, in this space for a long period of time. It's just something that you have to go through because we all have to. Nobody's exempt from it. We're all going to fall, you know. But the thing about falling is God will pick you up. And that song means a lot to me because he won't never leave you alone. I don't care you know, what you've done, or, you know, you don't have to be ashamed, because His grace and mercy will bring us through. He's brought us through. And it's just a beautiful song. And I just hope people listen to it, download it, even if you don't buy it. Just listen to it, you know. And I hope you just be encouraged by it.
Now, you were saying, now, where can they reach, where can they get your song? Because, of course, we know all the digital outlets are out there. So kind of tell them where they can, you know, get your song.
Yes, you can get the song on CD Baby, Google Play, Reverb Nation, Amazon.com. All music media outlet, anywhere where music is sold, you can get it from anywhere. Yes, you can get it from anywhere. Yes. Oh, even from my website, www.ShaniceHillSullivan.com. That's SHUNICE HILL Sullivan SULLIVAN. Yeah.
Amen.
Anywhere.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Well, take a breath. Just relax.
Yes.
This is a very, very laid back show. You would definitely enjoy yourself tonight. Now, I was reading where it says that you've been singing since 16, and, you know, a lot of, you know, some of the singers that we always have, they said, oh, I've been singing all my life. But when did you realize that, you know, this was really what you wanted to do? And when God deposited that assurance in you?
Well, I have been singing, like you say, people do say, up since 5. At the age of 16, that's when it was deposited in me. I had a music teacher by the name of Miss Hymeen. She pulled me out of the crowd, out of the choir, and she wanted me to sing competition to perform in school competition, high school. This was high school. And so I did that. I would train with her. And then at the same time, I was still singing with the choir, which made her really upset because I was screaming and hollering with the choir. And she would tell me, you know, you're damaging your vocal cords and you shouldn't be doing that. But I love to sing with my choir because, I mean, you know, Sunday mornings, you know, that's what we do. But that's when I knew it, especially when I'm in church, you know, when I could see that it affected the congregation, you know, how people would react, and, you know, they were feeling the spirit, you know, the spirit was there. So I knew that, hey, I'm doing something good, and this is what the Father would want me to do, you know. So we would go to, you know, how you go to various churches, visiting, 330 programs, all that kind of stuff. Funerals, somebody got married, you know, just singing all over, doing all kind of things with the voice, you know, good things, of course, and just trying to uplift and, you know, just let God use me wherever He felt fit, you know, and that's when I knew, hey, I need to stick with this, and I enjoy doing it, you know. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Now,
I know that, you know, because you, like me, you know, you got a lot going on. Being a mom, you know, a wife, you know, just an author and doing all the things that, you know, we do, that we're called to do by God. Amen. And He always, you know, does, you know, He watches over us when we are obedient to His ways. How do you balance that? Have the time to, you know, focus on your family and, you know, your other commitments. Talk to our listening audience and tell them, you know, just how you do it, because it's a lot when God has mandated you to, you know, to carry the gospel through songs.
Yeah, it is a lot, and I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It is a balance, and sometimes you find yourself overwhelmed, and then you have to, you know, check yourself and, you know, say, what is priority? You know, kind of like, okay, well, you know, I got to do my family thing. And then, you know, I spend my time with, you know, with my music. And then I really pray my way through, you know, like, Lord, you know, guide me, show me, you know, direct my path on what is it that I need to do next. Because like you said, there's a series of things. You just don't make a song. You have to practice. You have to go to rehearsals. You have to get people together and, you know, meet with producers, meet with people to, you know, critique your music and things of that nature. And it is, it's very time consuming. And then you have to do math homework. You got to go to the football practice and you got to cook and clean and wash and all of that stuff. It rolls all in there. And then you got your mama, you know, your mother be on you. You got to take her around and do the, you know, take care of your parents. And you out of, you should be at work 40 hours a week. And, you know, but again, I got to get myself centered. You get yourself centered and you say, okay, what is priority? And you just, you work from there. You know, you work from there, and it takes a lot of prayer and focus. Because what happens, distractions will come. They will come, you know, they will come, you know. But don't let it stop you. I don't care if you're trying to get your degree. It took me 10 years. You know, but I do with God and a lot of prayers for them tests. it can be done, and I'm a witness to that, and I attest to that. And you want to do your singing, you can do that. You want to, you know, cut a book, you want to do that, you can do that. Whatever it is that God has placed in your heart to do, please do it. Don't sit here and think about it later on, coulda, woulda, shoulda, did it. Do it. Do it anyway, even if it do take you 10 years. So what? Do it anyway. The 10 years going to come anyway, you know.
Well, you,
so
you say that again.
And then the 20 going to come. So the thing is, what we have to do is stay focused, and whatever that thing is on your heart, whatever God placed in you, do it. And don't be afraid. Don't have fear. We do get fear. We do get doubt. Oh, this not going to happen. This not going to happen, because that's what the enemy wants you to believe. But you know that God has given you purpose in your life, and his word is truth. So we have to lean on what he has told us to do, you know, and believe in what he has put in us, because he has told us we have dominion over the earth. So if we have all of this, he has given us all of that, we shouldn't let fear stop us, nor doubt, and no naysayers. Because a lot of times people say, oh, you can't do that. Oh, no, you don't look good. You don't look this way, whatever. You know what? My God, I serve a big God. He told me I can do whatever I want to do. And because you don't think I can, but he does. And so that's the thing we have to remember, too. We don't have to, you know, we don't have to put them down and say, oh, please. You know, no, we just keep going, and we keep doing, and we keep pressing forward. And then you know what they do? They be like, oh, you, whoa. They like, how you do that, God? My God is big, and he can do the same thing for you just like he did for me. You ain't got to get jealous. And that's the thing, you know, because he got room. There's room for everybody, you know.
Yes.
We have to remember, we have to know this. You know, we have to know this. It's room for everybody. And he blesses one where he is no secret, and everybody knows that. There's no secret what he can do. If he did it for her, he'll do it for you. If he did it for him, he'll do it for you too, you know. But we just have to be obedient and listen to him. And even when we don't be obedient, we get off track, we got to get back on track, and we have to repent and say, Lord, because I have to repent. I have to say, Lord, I was wrong for that. Help me.
Oh, yes.
Help me. Yes. Make me better. Because, you know, we're just filthy people. We know better than that, you know.
That's
but it's
right.
Because of
that's
his
right.
love and his grace, his mercy.
Yes.
His mercy sustains us and keep us going, you know. It's not going to be all rosy. It's not. I cannot say it will. No. No, you're going to have ups and you're going to have downs, and you know this, you know this. But the thing
is,
we just keep on looking up. Don't look down, because when you look downward, you lose focus. Just look up.
That's right.
Look up to God.
That's right.
Because, hey, I'm drowning. I'm Lord, I need help. I'm a backslid. Whatever the case may be, I need you. You're the only one can help me. Nobody can help me. Not my mother, my father, my brother, my sister. I need you, Lord.
He come right on the down there and get you and push you back up, and you be like, woo! Look at him. Ain't God good all the time?
That's good. He is good all the time. And you know what?
No matter what.
I love that you're being, I love that you're so transparent because, you know, we record these shows, and so we have a variety of different people that listen. You know, there'll be artists that'll come on. There'll be, you know, pastors, somebody that's going through something. You know, so we have a variety of different people that listen. And so you just, you know, giving that word of inspiration and really empowerment, you know, will touch the ears of the listener that will be listening to this, you know, recording later on. And so I love that transparency because you did say that. It's not going to always be easy, but you know the God that, you know, that we serve is a loving God. And thank God for his grace and his mercy that sustains us. So it's just, I love that, that, you know, you minister to the people, you know, through that encouraging word. And I thank you for that. But I want, and I wanted to ask you, now what inspired you to write the book was your son. But, you know, talk about that process as well because, you know, myself as being an author, it takes a little while. You just don't look up and just say, I'm going to write a book. So how long did it take you, you know, to get through that process and then have the opportunity to be, you know, a finalist for, you know, an award? That's a great accomplishment. Talk about that.
You know what? The book is a bonus. I had no idea I was going to write a book. I was on the bus doodling in my notebook on the bus going to work, and I kept writing every day. I would write. And I was like, ooh, what is this? And God was like saying, oh, it's going to be a book. I said, no, it ain't. Who going to write a book? He's like, you. I was like, I don't know nothing about that. And he sent all the right people. He orchestrated everything. So that I could do it, so that it could come forth. And it's funny how you give birth to something, and you like, oh, wow, this is what you have for me to do. Okay. So the thing is, this is what happens. You get something in your brain. That's what they always say, keep a pen and paper handy, because things will come in, you know, images and things of that nature comes in your head. And those are things God has given to you. You write that stuff down. It may not make sense. It did not make sense. I just kept writing. And then I started putting it in place where what I wrote the other day, I would put it in the first. And I said, oh, maybe this goes with this. You know what I mean? It's like it didn't come just like a flow. It didn't do it like that. It's just it was just what was in my head, and I just wrote it down every day. Every day when I come up, when I go to work, when I come home from work, I'm just writing. And then all of a sudden, I had all the pages together. I put all the pages together, and I said, okay, this is it. Then I met a guy who helped me do the illustration, the pictures and things of that nature. And we put it together. We bind it. They sent it to, you know, for publishing. And then it was a book.
Wow.
And, yeah, and then the thing is, too, sometimes you can get writer's block, you know.
Yes,
and you have to
yes.
say, Lord, help me, Father, help me get through this so that, because I don't know what else to say or I don't know where I'm going, this next level, you know. So you do have to pray and try to get through it again, you know, get through that, because that will come. And just like songwriters as well, that's why it's good to have, you know, people to come and help you, you know, maybe come and help you write. You know, or even like in the songs and your book as well. But make a long story short, that's how it came about. And then I just kept on asking and pressing, and I kept on knocking on doors, you know, for people to put it on their shelves. And it finally got on to Barnes & Noble's on State Street, downtown Chicago. I just kept on bugging this lady, and I was just like, I want you to put it on your shelf. It needs to be on here. She's like, oh, she, you know how people, you know, they don't respond to you, you know, right away. You have to just stay on people and ask them, hey, I think I have some good something here. Is it good? And I would like to get it. And the Lord did it, you know. I mean, I'm a self-published writer, Arthur, okay? I live on the south side of Chicago. Nobody didn't give me no money up front to do the book. It's all God, you know. Nobody didn't help me put it in Barnes & Noble. It's all God. And then when it's the book is everywhere. You can get the book wherever books are sold. Amazon, anywhere where books are sold. I was working on Borders, and they was almost had me on the shelf, but then they went out of business down here. So I was like, oh, well, at least I really tried hard with them too, but it's all right.
But the thing is, as an author, again, and anybody who want to write a book, you can do it. Birth it. Don't give up on it. Just keep writing. And even when you do the first one, go ahead and do a second one. Don't wait a long, long period of time. Go ahead and get another one out there because your audience, they're waiting for you. Because everybody asking me, when are you going to do another one? And I'm like, ooh, they just. But, they keep them coming because they're waiting for you. They want you to write something else, and they're hungry for, what else you're going to do next,
So keep doing it.
Don't quit. And like I said, when you get, stuck, just take it to God. God will help you. He gonna help you. He'll send somebody to help you,
help you get through that.
Talk that thing through. Because sometimes it's just a matter of just talking something through somebody, and then they can say something. You'll be like, oh, I got it. It'll come,
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I can say on that note.
Wow, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
That is really. Now, I know we first connected because I remember being on the Pause Production website, and we befriended each other there. And then now with the Praise Factor, People's Choice Awards, we're crossing that relationship, and then we're supposed to be going to Nassau. But I wanted to, just ask you, because I know, as an artist, when did you get the confidence to start participating in various awards and, putting yourself out there? Because, sometimes artists will just sing, and they're looking for, that big break or whatever. But you have to have confidence in what you're doing and what you're singing, especially, whatever it is. So what gave you the confidence to start competing in the different awards and talk about that for somebody that's listening and encourage them just in case they say, maybe I might not be good enough. Just tell them, give them a little bit of encouragement in that and how that helped you, to push yourself out there and to be confident.
Yeah, that confidence is something. I talk to my son about it all the time. He's 10. And I have to also talk to myself about it. I have to continuously tell myself, I may not be a Yolanda Adams. There's already a Yolanda Adams. I may not be the Beyonce. If you want to do R&B, okay. I may not be Beyonce. I may not look like Beyonce. But my name is Shanice Hill Sullivan, and that's what you got to remind yourself who you are, what's your name, and who God made you, And remember that, I may not have the perfect pitch, okay, but I'm going to work on it. I'm going to do the best that I can with what I have.
Mm-hmm.
If you can sing a little, then you sing a little. If you can write a little, then you write a little. You have to do you. In this industry, you have so many people. It's a very small industry, okay? You have so many. You learn these faces and you see the various people, the people that's doing their thing. And they may be doing better. They may be doing more. They may be getting more jobs or what have you. But so what? You do you. You have to do you and your time and what you're doing, And the more you keep doing you, God keep blessing you. The more you keep on doing you, He just keep on blessing you. And then you start getting more confident. You be like, okay, Lord, it's you, because, see, you starting to push yourself, And then you praying to Him and you asking Him, just utilize me. Utilize me for who I am and what I have. And then you start seeing that's what he's doing.
and you start moving, and you say, oh, okay, I was over there. I was on two radio stations for 3 years, okay? Two radio stations. I had to go back into the recording studio because a lot of people kept saying, oh, it's not studio ready, and they still saying it. But now when I look back, I say, okay, that was 3 years ago. I had two radio stations. Now I look back, I'm on 12, okay?
Wow.
So it's progression, okay? You have to just keep on keeping on. If somebody said, oh, your stuff's not ready yet, okay, it may not be. You need people around you that have to give you corrective criticism to tell you, hey, it's not ready. You need to go back in there and do something else and tweak it, do this and do that, and do it. Go back. Don't be ashamed. Go back and do it so you can perfect that thing. Perfect what you're doing, you know. We're not going to just come out and get a number one hit record. You ain't going to the Stellar's Award. It don't go like that. You have to be you have to people say all the time, you hear it all the time, you got to crawl before you walk. You know, just like Yolanda Adams, she didn't come out. She was singing a long time ago when she was 16 years old. She just got, you know, it takes time. It's not a process. It is a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It just isn't. And you, just because something is not happening when you want it to, don't let your spirits down. Don't feel all, I'm not confident, you know, maybe it's not good enough. No, that's not the case. Just have to work on your craft a little bit more. Even now, I'm taking classes with the ECMA, with Mr. Henry Harris. I'm learning about the business, and that's another thing. We have to learn about the business. That also make you confident so you can understand what you're doing. You know, you got to have codes in your music and, you know, you got to know about metadata and all this kind of stuff. So we have to Google and find out what's best for us. We have to get voice coaches. Even the pros have to have a voice coach, okay?
That's right.
Have to have people to tell us how to sing properly, you know, and that I didn't even know. I just learned this. Fried food is not good for vocals.
Yes.
I did not know that.
That's exactly right.
And you're not supposed to clear your throat.
Yes, that's
like,
exactly
really?
Right.
Even harsh tooth, you know, the mouthwash. You're not supposed to gargle. You're not supposed to do that. You're messing up your vocal cords. So it's all this stuff. Once we have to learn a lot of stuff, you know, and we have to keep continuously focused and know that, hey, God has put me here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And my purpose, you know what your purpose is. If that's what you really want to do, if you really want to sing and it's in your heart, do it. And have confidence.
Amen.
And you keep on, just keep on, and be around, most things, be around people who believe in you and want to push you to the next level. That's another support. You need that to keep your confidence up. You got to surround yourself with good people. Otherwise, it's not going to work. It's just
different. That's it.
You know,
you have
to believe in yourself
it.
And keep on asking God to make me better. That's my prayer every day. I say, Lord, please make me better. And I say, Lord, please be a fence all around me, you know, because even myself, I can be my worst critic. I could be my worst enemy because I'm so hard and critical on myself, you know, and then I want to give up. You can't do that. Don't do that to yourself. It's going to happen, but you got to know, hey, I have to be more confident. Don't give up, even if it don't sound good the first time, the first round, you know, people don't, you know, accept it or whatever. You just go to God and say, Lord, make it better. Help me make it better. And that's what I did. The second EP, I said, Lord, please make me better. And then I went to some other radio station, they said, oh, this one is better. I'm like, ooh, thank you, God. I know he had this.
Amen. Well,
you know,
we got about a minute left, Shanice. And so
I didn't want to
cut you off, but we got about a minute left. And so I want you to tell our listening audience where they can reach out to you if they would like you to come to sing in their area. I know you're on Facebook, but tell our listening audience how they can find you.
Yes, I'm on, you can get me, you know what, you can call me at 773
512-3383. You can inbox me on the Facebook, Twitter. It's Shanice Sullivan. It's at Shanice Sullivan. You can get me on my website is www.ShaniceHillSullivan.com. You can catch me on an email if you like, Shanice@SBCGlobal.net. Reverb Nation, Paul's Production. And if you like to, you know, get books or music, it's everywhere. It's anywhere where books and music is sold. You can catch Shanice Hill Sullivan. You can Google me. You'll find me. Thank you.
Okay.
So much.
Well, great. Well, I always tell people, I say, if you want to find where I am, just Google me. If they Google me, Google it, pull up anything.
Google.
Shanice, thank you so much. We are at our top of the hour. We appreciate you coming on. Kingdom Citizens, I hope you have been blessed. This is truly an awesome woman of God, and we thank her for taking the time out of her busy schedule. You Google her, go on Facebook, and see some of the great things that God is doing in the kingdom for her. And we just, again, thank you for tuning in. And as we always say, let's talk. Good night, everybody. Love you, Shanice.
Thank you. Bye-bye.